Before that, though, I want to take this opportunity to thank all of the teachers that helped me this year. This is a 9-month commitment. Started in September and today, and all these women have been very faithful. So let's start off. I want you to stand up, okay? Preschool, Ms. Heather and Ms. Melissa. Games and crafts, Ms. Roberta and Ms. Laura. Bible was Ms. Kelly and Ms. Kim. And homeroom was Ms. Myrna and myself. Extracurricular activities. We had AJ participate in every single surprise night that we had, and it would not have been the same without him. So great thanks to AJ and Asha. Asha came over one night and helped us, came in her army outfit and taught the kids some survivor skills. That was a hit. They really enjoyed that. So, gosh, like I said, it could not have happened without these women that were here faithfully Wednesday after Wednesday after Wednesday. So thank you all, and God bless you all so much. All right, real quick, we're going to call the kids up to get their certificate, okay? So as we call your name, kids, run up here so you can get your certificate, okay? Let's start off with Ashlyn Espinosa. Come up here. Here, Myrna. Jonathan. Diego. These are the preschoolers. Eliana. Oh, she's... All right, Ellie. Yay. Luis Rubio. Isaac Gonzalez. Okay. Hope. Hope Venturella. Come on up, Hope. Aaron. Woo! Paige Stout. Come on up, Paige. She's so cute. She's so shy. Yeah. Reagan. Did Reagan come tonight? I don't see Reagan. And Sarah Hartshorn. There you go. And Mackenzie. Okay, great. Those are the preschoolers. And we got kinder in first grade, starting with Sabrina. Okay. Jordan. Oh, there's Sabrina. Jordan Cordero. James Hartshorn. Is James here? No. Alyssa Gutierrez. Nicole. Where's Nicole? Are they here? There's Nicole. There you go, Nicole. Look at Pastor Terry. Catherine Hendrick. Oh, there's Catherine. Woo! There you go, Catherine. Leah? Is Leah here? There's Leah. And by the way, if we happen to miss one of you or two of you kids, come to us afterwards. There were some of you that joined later on in the year, so we didn't get your full name. Okay, so please, we have some certificates. Pauline Rosales. Jesse. Jesse here? Okay. Jeremiah Fernandez. Jeremiah Fernandez. And the twin brother, Caleb. And the big sister, Abriana. All in the same class, okay? If you can imagine. Brisa. There's Brisa. On to second and third grade. Vanessa Olivas. Brianna Valenzuela. Where's Brianna? Hunter Venturella. And Sal, his brother. Here you go. Kimberly Hasten. Mickey Hutchins. Are the Bedoyas here? And Andre and Austin? Okay. Megan. Megan Cordova. There she is. Clarissa Salas. Ah, there she is. I tell you, these Salas girls are so compliant. See their vest? They wear them every week. As you can tell, we weren't too hard on them about compliance this year. Dylan Gray. Oh, just because he's a pastor's son? Come on. Nathan Borrego. Where's Nathan? There he comes. Samuel Rodriguez. Is he here? Okay. Okay. Kayla. All right, fourth graders. Desi. Desi here tonight? Katie Arnold. Alexa. Derek. Freddie. Rebecca. And I didn't see Dallas. Samantha Salas. Jeremiah Hendricks. There we go, Jeremiah. Abel Valenzuela. Emmanuel Limas. Sarai? Actually, no. Not yet, Sarai. Sarai? Ortejeros. No? Zaira? Oh, I said it wrong. I'm sorry, Zaira. Okay, there you go. Connor Gray. Where's Connor? All right, Connor. Praise God for Connor. Lindsay Gray. Sara Eli Vela. There we go. We got it right. There you go. Selena Chavez. Oh, she's here. All right. Jonah Espinoza. Okay, I know there's a couple that we missed, so please come talk to me or Myrna afterwards, okay? We'll get you. I know we missed you all, but we'll get you your certificates, okay? All right. Let's have Lindsay and Jonah come up here really quick. One of the things we do at CKC is have these kids memorize scripture. They actually have books that they take home and they work on. And these kids are pretty much have completed most of the books, actually. Jonah was short one book, and Lindsay's short one book, but she still has another year to go. Jonah gets to move up. But at this time, they're going to recite to you the books of the Bible, just so that you can we can appreciate it. Okay, Lindsay, you go first. Tell them you're doing the Old Testament.
I'm doing the Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalm, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Song, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi.
I'm doing the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Ephesians, Galatians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, Revelation.
Great job, Jordan.
And we have two that are graduating from CKC. They're heading up to Mikey's domain, the mid-eye. So, Jonah Espinosa and Selena Chavez, come on up. You graduated. Yes, we're going to pray for these two. Lord, we thank you so much for Jonah and Selena and all the work that they've put into learning about you. Father, I pray that you would bless all the truth that has been deposited into their minds. I pray that they would never forget the Bible verses. I pray that they would walk with you daily. And I pray that they would continue to grow. Thank you, Lord, for them. Bless them on this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hey, would you also join with me in thanking our CKC director and children's ministry director, Lisa Espinosa, who just does an amazing job week after week. You know, I got to thinking this year, we do CKC graduation every year, but there's a lot of other folks that graduate every year, and we've had more and more come to our attention as we grow as a church. So I thought what we would do from now on every year in connection with CKC graduation to also honor our high school graduates and our college graduates. So there are five with us tonight, and I'm going to call them up. And I'm going to give them each a special book, which I also wrote a little note in. This is the Haley's Bible Handbook. This is a staple. This is one of the books I use weekly. It has all kinds of information about any book of the Bible and any chapter, and I think it just gives a great background. They're graduating, they're going to do some other things, but I hope they never graduate from studying God's Word. And so this is to encourage them. Let's start off with Christina Marmolejo. Did I say that right? Come on up. Christina, I'd like you to tell us where you graduated from and what are your plans for the immediate future.
Well, on June 8th, I'm graduating from Franklin High School. I've gone there all 4 years, and I will be going to NMSU. Do I tell them what I'll be studying?
What are you going to do at NMSU? Do you know what you want to study?
Well, I've always worked in, like, I've babysat half of the kids in CKC, and I've done a lot of things with the kids and VBS and a lot of Sunday school, and I love working with kids, and so I think I want to be a teacher. And
Melissa Jimenez. Ah, Melissa. Tell us where you're graduating from and what are your plans.
I actually didn't graduate from high school. And I look like a high school student. I even got mistaken for a middle school student. but I graduated from UTEP. I got my bachelor's in education. And I found out some good news today. I just landed a summer teaching job at a local school here, middle school. So I'm doing some job hunting, and hopefully I can land a job in a middle school here in El Paso for the next year. So.
Just staying over there with her. Two godly teachers. That's awesome. Stephanie Jaramillo. Come on up. You graduated from Jaramillo University, right?
Academy.
Close.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Jaramillo, as you could already tell. I graduated just a few weeks ago. I am planning to go to NMSU and study photography. I'm going to be doing a wedding, and it's something I really am looking forward to. Thank you, Mikey and Milana.
Syra Ortegueros. Do we have Syra here? Syra? Okay. Jacqueline Cordova. Where you been? Where are you going?
Where have I been? Oh, well, that's a long story. I've been homeschooled my whole life, and I just graduated a few weeks ago also. Part of the reason is because I lived in Peru with my parents, who are missionaries, for about 9 years. And right now, I don't really know what I'm doing. I know that I like art, and I like to be very creative, and I love writing. And so that's what I want to go into, but I don't. As far as college goes, I don't really know. I am thinking about going either to UTEP or NMSU this fall, but I might transfer somewhere else later. But the one thing that I know in all of this is that wherever I go and whatever I do, God's going to be with me, and He's going to guide me and take me to the places that I need to be. And that's my biggest comfort.
Let's pray for these four. Father, we want to thank you for the great accomplishment that's been achieved in these lives. And Lord, we know that you hold the future securely in your hands. So even if there's maybe not certainty at this point as to what the future does hold, I pray that you would make your will known to each one. And that they would trust you, and that you would lead them into the perfect spot for their lives, where they can grow and mature, and also where they can be used by you to maximum potential. Father, we thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's sing. All right. I want to share just a brief scripture with you tonight that would apply to graduates, but also to all of us. In fact, when I think of graduation, I think of two things. First of all, I think of completion. I think of a job well done, and this is the time for graduates to celebrate in all that they have accomplished. But then I also think of a new beginning. A new chapter is opening. Life does not end with graduation. How many of you parents out there know that? Life begins at graduation, and so there's a lot of challenges that you all be facing. But that's what I think of in graduation. Remembering what God has done, but looking forward to what God has yet to do. I'd like to just speak very briefly out of 1 Kings chapter 19. And I'm going to have Steve put this up on the screen for us. There were two prophets in the Old Testament that were used very powerfully by God. And these two prophets have the same, or at least similar sounding names. There's Elijah, the prophet. He was the older prophet. He's the teacher prophet. And then there was Elisha. Elisha was the younger prophet. He's sort of the student prophet. Well, in 1 Kings chapter 19, Elijah, the prophet, he's getting older. He's getting to retire. He's about ready to retire as a prophet. And so he's going to transfer the prophecy ministry over to Elisha. And so Elisha is sort of graduating from work as a farmer to becoming a prophet. So in verse 19, it says, "So he, Elijah, departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he was with the 12th. Then Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle on him." So picture the scene. Elisha's a farmer. He's plowing the fields. Elijah's a prophet who's about to retire. He comes by to Elisha and basically says, "Graduate. Follow me." And Elijah is going to become a teacher for Elisha. Elijah is going to show Elisha how to be a prophet. Now, Elijah was a great guy, wasn't he? How the Lord used him and how blessed it was for Elisha to have Elijah as a teacher. It is always an awesome thing to have a good teacher. Graduates, at a time like this, it is very important that you acknowledge your teachers. Remember that your graduation was made possible not just through your work, but also through your teachers. And I got to tell you, I can still remember to this day every teacher I have ever had. Kindergarten up. Everyone. I can still to this day remember every Sunday school teacher I've ever had. These teachers have an amazing influence in all of our lives. And those of you who are graduating from high school, perhaps even college, think back to the teachers that God blessed you with. Now, I know some were stricter than others. I know some were maybe better than others. But I think it would be a great idea for you to think of that special teacher that was used in a real special way in your life. Jot them down a note, a thank you note. Send it to them. Tell them thanks. For those of you who are graduating from CKC and going into mid-high, I know you've had some good teachers here at church. You guys have been blessed. They have poured their hearts and souls into you. And now, Jonah, Selena, you're headed up to Mikey. And I want you to acknowledge your teachers as well. In fact, I'd like all the teachers, once again, who worked with CKC to stand. All the teachers. Now I want the teachers that work with our mid-high to stand. You guys all stay standing. Mikey and Luana. Now, how about our high school group? Would you stand? That's you, Daniel. And James is also there. Hey, listen. These people do a great work. They are investing in the lives of our kids. And teachers, this work is going to pay off. This work is going to bear lots of fruit. I guarantee you, these kids aren't going to forget you. And you will always be remembered as a godly influence on their lives. So, thank you. You may be seated. Elisha had great teacher. So have we. Now notice what else it says in verse 19. So he departed from there and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him. And he was with the 12. All I want to point out there is that Elisha was a man who worked very, very hard. Here he is, working in the field with oxen. 12 of them. Now, you should know, all the Bible scholars agree that Elisha came from a privileged family. A wealthy family. So they could have had servants to do all that kind of work. But not Elisha. He's out there right in all of the action, plowing along. He was a very, very hard worker. Now listen to all of us in school or wherever you are in life. I certainly believe that one of the keys to success in life is hard work. Hard work. Elisha worked hard as a farmer, and so Elisha would then be counted on to work hard as a prophet. And I just want to encourage all of you who have graduated. You've worked very hard to get here. Don't stop working now. Keep working hard. And those of you who have not yet graduated, keep working hard. Then what it says at verse 19, then Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle on him. Now what's a mantle? A mantle is a cloak or a garment or a piece of cloth that's made of animal hair. This is not something that I think would be very comfortable to wear right on your skin because it would be very itchy. But that mantle was the costume for a prophet. So if you ever walked around and you saw somebody wearing a mantle, you knew that that was a prophet. So if you're out and about, you're at Walmart or you're out shopping and you run into somebody with a badge on their shirt, who is that person most likely? A policeman? Fireman? Border patrol? Something like that? That badge identifies that person as a policeman. The mantle identified a person as a prophet. So Elijah comes up to Elisha, puts his mantle on. He's saying, you are now a prophet. You're leaving the farm. And you now carry on the responsibility as a prophet. Graduate, you are moving on to a new level of responsibility. Now, how many of you have had your graduation ceremony? Have you had your graduation ceremony already? Christina, you still have yours? Coming up in June. Well, pretty soon, if you haven't already, you're going to wear a cap and gown. Now, that's sort of like a modern-day mantle. It's an idea that a responsibility has now been placed on you as a graduate. See, you're growing up. You're no longer kids. And as young adults, there's new responsibility on you. And you need to walk accordingly to that responsibility. It's stepping up in life. Now, CKC, you're actually losing your mantle. You're taking off the blue vest, right? But you're heading over to new levels of responsibility in your life as well. And that's what graduation is about. It's stepping up to a higher level of responsibility. So, Elijah comes to Elisha and says, come on, let's go. Look what Elisha does in verse 20. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, please, let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you. And he said to him, go back again, for what have I done to you? I think that's awesome. Elisha, come with me. You're going to be a prophet now. And Elisha says, I will, but first, let me go back and kiss mom and dad. Thank them. And Elijah, the prophet, said, sure, fine, that's good. Go back and kiss your parents. Graduates, have you gone back to kiss mom and dad? Have you thanked your parents for all that they did to enable you to graduate? Now, we talked about the teachers. That's a special place. But what about your parents? Think about all the times in your life that they got up early to fix you some eggs so you could be ready for school. Think about all the times your parents dropped you off at school and picked you up from school and took you to all of those school functions. Think about all the times your parents helped you with your homework. Did they? Maybe if you graduated from college, as Melissa, perhaps maybe you should think about how maybe your parents helped you financially. Our parents deserve our appreciation. And parents, this is a great night of celebration for you. Graduate, have you kissed mom and dad? Have you given them that appreciation? They deserve it as well. So, Elisha's going to go back and kiss his parents. Look at verse 21. So Elisha turned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slaughtered them and boiled their flesh using the oxen's equipment and gave it to the people, and they ate. They ate. Now that sounds kind of gross, doesn't it? Some of those oxen, slaughtered them, boiled their flesh. But you want to know something? That was Elisha's way of having a feast, a celebration, a barbecue. It'd be like going to Great American Land and Cattle. Just have a big barbecue. And that's what Elisha did. Killed the fatted calf, gave food to all of the people, and they had a celebration before he took his next step. One of my favorite things that I remember about graduation was that all the family came to town. Grandmas and grandpas. And we all got together and we had a giant celebration. Celebrate with your family. Mom and dad, do something extra special for your graduate. Have a big feast. Enjoy. Celebrate. Tonight, we're not going to kill any oxen. So we're not going to have a barbecue here, but we are going to have cupcakes and cookies, and that gets the kids excited, and refreshments, which we will have for everybody right after the service. We're going to feast. But you got to hang on. One more quick thing. Look at the end of verse 21. I think this is very important, possibly the most important part. It says, then he, Elisha, arose and followed Elijah and became his servant. Elisha graduated into servanthood. Elisha is moving into a new chapter in his life. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to serve Elijah, the prophet, and he's going to serve the Lord. He actually graduated into servanthood. All of you graduates, no matter what you've graduated from, or even all of those here who are still waiting to graduate, listen. You should graduate into servanthood. Now, maybe that doesn't sound exciting, but let me explain to you. My hope is that all the graduates here and all the kids that are going through the children's ministry at this church are falling in love with Jesus Christ. And they're getting saved and they're getting born again. And I want you to understand something tonight. Jesus said that the greatest way a person can use their life is in servanthood. In fact, listen to what he says. Jesus called them to himself and said to them, "You know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become a great one among you shall be your servant. And whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." Greatness, according to Jesus, is in serving. Listen to that. The greatest in the kingdom of God is the slave of all. That's a radical thing. All graduates, all of God's people here tonight, you are to spend your life serving and loving other people. Amen. Serving and loving other people. So if you go on to be a businessman or a businesswoman, or if you go on to be an accountant, or whatever you go on to be, keep in mind that you are to serve other people. Love other people for Jesus Christ. And then, of course, who are we to serve first of all in our life? Jesus Christ himself, our Lord and Savior. And don't ever forget that. He is our Lord. No matter where you go in life, make Jesus Christ front and center and serve him as an accountant, as an artist, whatever you might be. Seek God first, seek his kingdom first, and all these things shall be added unto you. Let's bow our heads. This is a time of celebration for many, so celebrate. It's a time to appreciate mom and dad and teachers, so do that. It's a time to raise up to new levels of responsibility and to continue working hard, so do that. And most importantly, remember that you're graduating into servanthood. May you serve people and serve the Lord Jesus Christ all the days of your life. Father, I pray that you would send these graduates out like arrows that you have strategically launched. And I pray that these young people would hit the mark that you have for their life. Whether it be as teachers, artists, whatever you might put on their hearts. And I pray even for our youngest graduates that you would use them and develop them into the men and women that you want them to be. Bless their lives. Watch over their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's stand. The youth band is going to close us. And then we're going to have barbecued oxen out in the front. No, I'm kidding. Cookies. A little sweeter.
Since you have rescued me. Good enough. Have a good night. Thank you.